Okay, so hi, my name's Alex Donaldson, and I'm here to conduct this interview on behalf of One Another Project and the Wellcome Trust. If you could state your name, your age, and where you're from.
Okay, I'm Adam Stone, 39, and I'm from Leeds, West Yorkshire.
Great. And how are you today?
I'm fine, yeah. A little nervous. But
yeah?
I'm good.
So how did you hear about the project?
I guess it was through the internet and possibly the media, yeah, generally.
And what are you planning on doing with your hour today?
Well, several things. Firstly, I wanted to highlight a couple of very worthy causes in Leeds. A group called SNAPS, who help families with children with special needs, and also Leeds MenCap, who run nurseries in Leeds for children with disability. And beyond that, I really wanted to document the experience through pinhole camera photography, which I hope to then turn into an etching, or a series of etchings.
And this pinhole photography, is this something you've been doing for a while?
Yeah, it's something I've been doing on and off in various ways, but this is the biggest attempt in terms of the scale of it.
And going back to the two charities,
mm-hmm.
What significance do they play in your life?
Well, they have major significance for me. I've got a daughter who's 7 years old, and she's got severe disability, and you know, use SNAPS and Leeds MAP have been very helpful and supportive through the early days.
So is this a personal attempt to promote, or are you actually working with the charities?
I don't work with them. I just feel that they're very worthy causes, and whenever I get the opportunity, I like to promote their cause, and hopefully people will fund them, because they are always under financial strain.
And when you say your daughter, are your family here to support you today?
They're not. They're on the internet watching me. So I've got two other children as well. So there's three children that are watching me. Yeah.
And what essentially inspired you to become part of this art project?
I've always admired the work that Anthony Goldney's done. You know, it was a great opportunity to be involved in that in some small way, but you know, there's also a sense of kind of being part of a much bigger art historical moment, if you like, that I kind of think is worth being involved in if you can be. So I was pleased to be chosen.
And is art something that is quite important in your life?
Yeah, absolutely. I teach art at degree level, and I'm a painter and printer.
What style of art?
It's painting, figurative, I guess you'd call it, landscape-based work, usually images of structures in landscapes, water towers, telecom towers, caravans, anything.
And are you wanting to incorporate something artistic into your kind of performance for the hour?
Well, I kind of see it's a little bit of a performance, I suppose, setting up the pinhole and taking the photographs. It's a performance in itself, I guess, and the work itself hopefully will provide further creative outcomes.
And have you ever had any previous experience in the performative side of visual arts?
I mean, with my students, we certainly work in that area, teach it. I don't necessarily get involved in performance. I've certainly been involved on site-specific work before with the students when we go out into the local community and work with the communities. Yeah.
And who are you doing this for, anyone in particular?
Well, as I say, I mean, it's partly for me and partly for my eldest daughter and the charities that have helped us through the years. So it's a combination of people.
And when you mention your daughter, what kind of impact has that had on your life?
It has had quite a severe impact in terms of how much work I'm able to make. I consider myself quite a committed artist. Unfortunately, I haven't been able to concentrate on that when there's other things in your life going on. So it has had an impact. impact on that side, but it's opened my eyes to a whole area of society I hadn't been aware of, so it's made me a broader person. It's been worthwhile.
And what do you think about the whole the democratisation of this public piece of art and incorporating as many different types of people as possible, including disabled, including everyone from all different walks of life?
I think it's a great idea. I think the concept's really it's a strong concept in terms of a snapshot of the country as it stands, and you're going to get a whole range of really interesting people up there. I think it's a great idea.
So ultimately, what do you want to take away with you after the hour?
Well, it's been really interesting seeing how something of this project of this nature is set up and how it's organised, so I can take that back and I can work with students and tell them about that experience. I can take my work back that I get, the negatives I get, and develop them into photographs if possible, essentially etchings. I'm taking a lot back with me experience wise, and I'm never likely to stand on that plinth again, so that's a unique experience.
And when you say etchings, what kind of subject matter do you use for your art?
Well, the subject matter tends to be sort of landscapes, varies from inner city landscapes to edges of towns. This is a particularly interesting subject. I studied in London for 3 years and never really did any drawing in Trafalgar Square or photographed it, and it's a fantastic space to try and capture.
So would this be something you'd want to maybe touch on after your experience with
Flint? Absolutely, yeah. It's gonna continue, whether it turns into paintings as well, but certainly etchings I'm looking for, and the photographs in themselves should be pretty stunning, hopefully.
And will you be looking to communicate with the audience?
Yeah, it's a tough one. I don't really see myself in that position, but I'd certainly be saying hello to the family, and I might well wave at people, but I find that a little bit awkward, actually, the audience side.
And what about the live streaming?
Yeah, that's quite an interesting thought,
yeah.
Which I'll put to the back of my mind. As a creative person, I tend to be quite private in my studio, so it's kind of a bit odd to be doing something creative in front of what I assume is quite a lot of people, so I'll just put that to the back of my mind for a bit.
And as quite a private person, what do you think it was that drove you to actually apply for such an existential?
I don't think I really appreciated the scale of the nature of it. I just had visions of being able to enjoy that the space of Trafalgar Square and really work with that. My initial intention was just to do as much creatively as I could on that plinth in the hour. I've gone through various stages of what I could do on the plinth, from painting to drawing the whole thing, and then through to photography. So there's been a whole range of ways of looking at it, but photography seemed a good way.
And just finally, how do you perceive the space that you're about to inhabit on the plinth? As in, do you see it as a kind of performative space or purely visual?
I haven't almost thought about how other people look at me on the plinth. I've been really thinking about how I'm going to be documenting the space around me and the people around me. So how somebody looks on the plinth, or that aspect of it, hasn't really touched my mind too much. I do think it's a great opportunity to perform, but I think there's a very fine line to be trod, if you like, between that and ending up as a talent contest. So I think it's a difficult one.
Okay, well, thank you so much for your time.
Sorry.
That's been great, and best of luck.
Cheers. Yeah.